From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Senate Democrats have the 60th vote they need to push through legislation to overhaul the country's health care system. Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska says he will endorse the bill after revisions were made to it. Nelson had opposed a public option and federal financing of abortion. He says he thinks people will support the package now, despite Republican efforts to block its passage.
I don't think the well is so poisoned. I think it has been. Efforts have been to poison it. But I don't think it's been so poisoned that people in most circumstances will take a close look at what the plan is today. At least from my perspective, I think that's what will happen.
Democratic leaders are hoping to have the bill pass by Christmas. Capitol Hill is buzzing with activity in the middle of a snowstorm, expected to be one of the worst the region has seen in years. Washington, D.C. and surrounding areas in Maryland and Virginia are expecting nearly 2 feet of snow. Virginia's Department of Emergency Management reports that several hundred drivers have become stranded on interstates across the Commonwealth. Beverly Amsler reports from member station WVTF in Roanoke.
Snow totals could reach 18 inches by the end of the day in central Virginia, up to 24 inches further west in the mountains. Airports have canceled flights, and portions of two major interstates are closed. There were more than 160 traffic accidents in a two-hour period last night. The 511 Virginia traffic information map is dotted with what the Virginia Department of Transportation calls high-impact crashes. The National Guard is helping stranded motorists, and several shelters have been set up throughout the state. Southern parts of the Commonwealth are seeing ice, and that, along with the heavy snow, has knocked out power to about 35,000 Appalachian Power customers. That number could increase when the winds pick up later today. For NPR News, I'm Beverly Amsler in Roanoke, Virginia.
The snowstorm's wreaking havoc up the eastern coast, reaching Philadelphia and New York. The climate has been the central theme at a world gathering in Copenhagen the last couple of weeks. The conference wrapped up today following marathon negotiations to produce an agreement to fight global warming. NPR's Richard Harris has more from Copenhagen.
President Obama flew in Friday and brokered a deal. It included key players, China, India, Brazil, and South Africa. But it was arrived at behind closed doors, and countries not included in the negotiations complained the process was undemocratic. But after arguing that point through the night, they ultimately gave in and approved the accord. For the first time, governments of the world have decided that global warming should be limited to no more than 2 degrees Celsius compared with pre-industrial levels. The deal also contains a new financial mechanism that would help poor countries develop with clean energy and cope with the consequences of climate change. Some environmental groups call it an important step, but just a step. Richard Harris, NPR News, Copenhagen.
This is NPR. As the U.S. Senate tries to pass health care legislation, they've already moved to wrap up other unfinished business, namely the Pentagon's budget. This morning, senators voted 88 to 10 to pass a more than $600 billion defense bill that also includes money for unemployed Americans and transportation projects. Today, Pope Benedict moved two of his predecessors, John Paul II and Pius XII, one step closer toward sainthood. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Benedict approved decrees attesting to his two predecessors' heroic virtues, declaring them venerable, the first of three official steps on the journey toward sainthood. Normally, the process doesn't start until 5 years after a pope's death, but in John Paul's case, it began just 2 months after the Polish-born pope's death in 2005. John Paul is moving toward beatification, the second stage before sainthood, at an even faster pace than Mother Teresa of Calcutta, beatified 6 years after her death. Joan of Arc had to wait 600 years. The choice of the wartime Pope Pius XII is much more controversial. He has been widely accused of having turned a blind eye to the Holocaust, and Jewish groups had repeatedly asked the Pope to freeze the process until wartime archives in the Vatican could be studied by independent researchers. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
More than 2,000 passengers were stranded for hours under the English Channel after four passenger trains broke down in the tunnel between Britain and France. Initial reports blame the trouble on severe winter conditions on both sides. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.